Chapter 14. Rec Number 2 Iscariot Jmanuel Sananda. Thursday, August 10, 1989, 11:15 a.m. Year 2, Day 359. Jmanuel finished his talk with the disciples and we all left for Bethany and the house of Simon, the leper. The woman with the precious water. Behold, a woman came to Jmanuel. She had a glass of precious water, which she poured on his head as he sat at the table. When the disciples noted what she had done, they became angry and disturbed and said, "What is this waste good for? This water could have been sold at a high price and the proceeds used for the poor." Jmanuel scolded the disciples and said, "Why do you upset the woman? She did a good deed unto me, for she believes in my teachings and in this way shows her gratitude, and nothing is too expensive for her. This woman has become wise and lives according to the laws of the creation, therefore she thanks me with the precious water and I am humbled by her gift. Her gratitude will be lasting, and from this day forward her deed shall be known throughout the world. Verily I say to you, now, that wherever my teachings will be preached in all the world, whether falsified or in truth, people will remember what she has done this day as a gift unto me. This will be remembered for all time to come. Also, a false accusation regarding which one of you betrayed me, shall also be forever remembered, and not until the closing time of fulfillment will it be set to correction. While we are gathered here, Judah Iscariot, the son of the Pharisee in Jerusalem, is conjuring a plot against one among you, since they want to present a culprit from out of my own disciples, before the people. Blame Judas, was the plan. When Judah Iscariot, the son of the Pharisee, will turn me over to the persecutors, my disciple, Judas Iscariot will be contrived the traitor. This is so that the people will say, "Behold, these confused people are divided among themselves, and therefore one betrays the other. So, how can the teaching of Jmanuel be truth?" Since Judah Iscariot, the son of the Pharisee, and my disciple, Judas Iscariot, are of almost identical names, the lie of the high priests will be accepted from the beginning. The Last Supper. On the first day of the unleavened bread, Jmanuel spoke to his disciples. "Go into the city to a certain person and speak to him and say, 'Jmanuel says to you, I wish to have a last supper with my disciples at your dwelling, please, for behold, Easter is near.'" The disciples did as Jmanuel had asked them, and they prepared the meal. When they sat down and ate, he said, "Behold, the time is near that I shall have to take my heavy burden upon my shoulders. I do, however, go where I am supposed to go according to the prophets. However, I shall only appear to be in death and will suffer much pain of the physical body. You are not to be afraid and do not be in trepidation, for this is that which I must do. There are none who can bear this adversity in my stead, nor will any be able to share of it. Verily I say to you, until this is past I shall no longer drink of the fruit of the vineyard or eat of the bread until the time comes that I shall drink it and eat it anew with you. When I shall have risen from the state between physical life and death, I shall have lain in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights." When they ate, Jmanuel took the bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. The body needs nourishment also in times of need and grief." And he took the cup, gave it them, and said, "All of you drink from this cup. Your throats are thirsty also on rainy and cold days. Verily I say to you, as you do not understand my words now and are annoyed with me because of them, so will you be annoyed with me this night, because your minds still have not been enlightened. When I rise from the tomb, I will walk in front of you to Galilee, so that you may perceive the truth of my words. I have taught you wisdom and truth, but you doubt and do not believe me. Oh, you who are so faint of heart and of such little faith, how startled you will be, how confused, when I shall meet you again after being seemingly dead." But Peter answered and spoke to him, "Even if they were all angry with you, I would never be angry." Jmanuel rebuked him, "Verily I say to you, you will be one of the worst, for in this night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter contradicted, "This will never come about. And even if I had to die with you, I would never deny you." Thus spoke all of the disciples, for they could not believe the words of Jmanuel. In the Garden of Gethsemane. After they had eaten, Jmanuel went with his disciples to Gethsemane. In a large garden he spoke to his disciples, "Sit here until I go there and have a while to pray and meditate." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to mourn and was filled with despair, for he was anxious and desolate. And he spoke to them, "Behold, I am wise and have great knowledge, but I am human and I am apprehensive of things yet to come, for this is man's lot. My heart is utterly sorrowful, therefore, stay with me and watch with me, so that I shall not be so lonely. It is easier to bear a hardship with another or more than alone. If God wanted it to be, this cup would pass me by, but not my will but his will be done, for this is what he has planned for me and is that which I came to bear." As he was speaking thusly, Judas Iscariot joined them and said, "Listen to what I have to say. Over there near the city walls things are taking place in the shadow, and I just saw covered lights." Jemmanuel spoke, "These may be the persecutors which Judy Harrieth is bringing, for he secretly followed us here that he might betray me." Jemmanuel turned and walked away, fell on his face and wept, saying, "If it is possible so let this cup pass me, but not as I will, but the law of my destiny shall be fulfilled, so that I will be enlightened in thy wondrous secret. Give unto me strength that I might bear my consignment in truth and honor, for in my human form I am sorely afraid." When he returned to his disciples he found them sleeping and spoke to Peter, "Can you not watch with me for even an hour, lest I am alone in my hour of adversity? Be awake and great lest you be tempted. The spirit is willing but the flesh is weak." A second time he walked and again he fell on his face and said, "Is it not possible that this cup pass me by, so that I shall drink it, so that I shall be enlightened in this secret and fulfill my mission in a faraway country?" Again, when he returned, he found the disciples sleeping, and only Judas Iscariot stood watch with him through the desolate hours. Again Jemmanuel was so agitated that he walked, and again fell on his face for a third time and cried bitterly and pleaded, "I am so afraid because I know that I have to go my way which is decided already for me. How willing is the spirit, and how weak is the flesh, which is so frightened of pain." And he was so afraid that drops of blood oozed from his veins and his entire body trembled. And with his face flushed red, he came to his disciples and spoke to them, "Do you want to sleep or rest now, or do you want to watch with me? Behold, the hour has come that I shall be turned over into the hands of the persecutors. Get up and let us go. For behold, the persecutors are coming." The kiss of betrayal. While he was still speaking, behold, Judas Iscariot, the son of the Pharisee, came, and with him a great number of people sent by the high priests and the elders of the people. These ones bore swords and poles with spear points. Judas Iscariot had given them a signal as they had plotted the arrest, and had said to them, "Behold, I shall flatter him and confuse him as if I were to repent the sins of my life. And as a sign of flattery there will be a kiss. And behold, whomever I shall place the kiss, you shall seize." He then stepped up to Jemmanuel and said, "I greet you, Master, who allows me to repent my old life, so that I now shall follow your teachings." Then he walked forward unto Jemmanuel and kissed him on the cheek. Jemmanuel said to him, "My friend, why have you come to me to tell a lie, for in your mind burns treason?" Jemmanuel seized. The persecutors came to him, put their hands on Jemmanuel, and seized him. Behold, one of the group had changed his mind and was filled with remorse and stepped forward to defend Jemmanuel. He stretched out his hand and pulled forth a sword and in the fray, cut off the ear of the servant of a high priest. Jemmanuel spoke to him, "Put your sword back into its sheath. For he who takes a sword without need will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I could not have fled before your crowd of persecutors arrived? But how could I have gone my way if I had done so?" And this one turned away and cried bitterly and fled. He was never seen again. But then Jemmanuel talked to the crowd. "You came here like you would come unto a murderer, with swords and spears, in order to capture me. It would have been far easier for you to capture me within the city. Daily I sat there in the temple teaching, yet you did not seize me. You hypocrites, you must have been afraid of the people, and therefore you come to me like thieves, so that you can throw me into prison in darkness and not within sight of the people. Verily I say to you, darkness will be light, and your deed will be in everyone's mouth, and you will be accused for eons of time to come." Thereupon Simeon, the Pharisee, spoke and said, "Your sayings are stupid and filled with lies, for why should we be afraid of the people? You taught the people falsely and called our laws lies, and for that you will suffer. You thought we would not catch you and bring you to trial for your transgressions, but you were mistaken therein. For one among you, who was with you yet was not of your persuasion, has betrayed you for 30 pieces of silver. That one is Judas Iscariot." But Jemmanuel answered and said, "Verily I say to you, you may succeed in accusing Judas Iscariot of treason in front of the people, and the accusation may stand for long years to come, but truth will come forth and be in everyone's mouth, namely, that Judas Iscariot is not my traitor, but your son, Judas Iscariot, who bears the name of his father, the Pharisee." Simeon, the Pharisee and father of Judas Iscariot, was blinded by fury and lurched forward and struck Jemmanuel in the face with his fist because he was afraid of his words. When this happened, much confusion set in and the disciples fled from the place. Before the high council, those who had seized Jemmanuel took him to the high priest Caiaphas, near whom the scribes, Pharisees and elders of the people had gathered, so that they could pass sentence on him. Even though many false witnesses appeared, they could find no false testimony. At last, two stepped forward and declared, "He has said that God is not the creation, but but a man like you and me, and thus he said, that he was begotten by a guardian angel of God, namely, Gabriel. The high priest arose and said to Jemmanuel, Are you not going to reply to what these two are witnessing against you? Are you not going to defend yourself? But Jemmanuel kept his silence and smiled softly. Then the high priest got up and said to Jemmanuel, I swear on the living God that you say that you were begotten by the angel Gabriel, who is an angel of God as transmitted by the scriptures. Jemmanuel responded, You say it. But I also tell you that God is not the creation, but he is the Lord over the human races, which were begotten through his will. God has come from the far distances of the universe and brought the world under his will. And he is the uppermost emperor of these human races, one of which is here in this country, one in the east to the land of India, and the other in the north from the land of the king who wears horns, as far as the sea where icy mountains drift free in the waters. But there are seven human races which live in all of the different directions of the wind, from one end of the earth unto the other. God is also Lord over them, even though they serve others who are also not of this earth, for those ones are known by different names, for their language is greatly different. If you consider God as the creation, you are mistaken, and violating the truth. For since you and I are human, God is also of humanness, except that he is spiritual perfection and infinite in his abilities and infinitely more advanced than any of the human races created by him. God and his celestial sons are other, human, races. They have come from the stars in their machines which travel the universe and appear to be made of metal. But immeasurably higher than God and his celestial sons, who are the guardian angels, stands the creation. Above all is the creation. The creation alone is the immeasurable secret which begets life, and also is infinitely higher than is God. Recognize the truth of this teaching so that you may attain knowledge and wisdom in truth. Thereupon the high priest was filled with crazed fury and tore Jemmanuel's clothing and screamed at Jemmanuel. He blasphemed God, the Creator. Why should we have any further testimony? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. And what do you think his guilt deserves? They shouted, He deserves death. Then they beat him with their fists, and spit into his face and upon his body. Some of them hit him from behind his back and taunted, Prophesy, you great king of wisdom and son of the celestial sun, who is it that is beating you now? Peter's denial. Peter had followed Jemmanuel and the crowd and hid among the people who looked through the windows, and so he saw what was done to Jemmanuel. And a maid came up to him and said, Are you not one among those who are the disciples of this Jemmanuel from Galilee? When Peter was asked by the maid, he denied it and said, What kind of senselessness do you accuse me of, for I do not know what you are saying. But because of the maid's question he was fearful, and he wanted to escape from there, for he was afraid for his life. But as he passed through the doorway, another maid saw him and said to the people, This man, too, was together with the blasphemer from Nazareth. But Peter lied a second time, raised his hand to swear and said, Verily, I do not know this confused person. When Peter left the house, those who had been standing there came up to him saying, Are you not one of them who serve this Jemmanuel? You are giving yourself away through your speech. Peter then started to revile Jemmanuel, and cursed himself and swore, I do not know this crazy person nor his blasphemous teachings of God. Soon thereafter a cock crowed three times and he was stunned by the words of Jemmanuel which flooded through his mind. Peter ran away and bitterly wept.